On election night, Republican George Amador declared victory over his Democratic opponent, although Cecilia Kacik finished in front. Next step was to count thousands of absentee and affidavit ballots. Acting Montgomery County Supreme Court Justice Guy Tomlinson examined 887 of them, invalidating about 450. Tomlinson went on to certify Amador the winner by 37 votes. Kacik's campaign appealed. A mid-level court ruled 99 more ballots should be opened. The state's highest court turned down Amador's appeal. This morning, officials counted the remaining ballots in the 46th District State Senate race. Once the votes were counted, Cecilia Kacik was declared the winner by 19 votes. State Senator Neil Breslin remarks, "It's a wonderful day for Democrats."
Even though the Republicans gerrymandered the state and created this new district, the Democrats were able to prevail.
George Amador was thought to be a shoo-in for the new 46th seat. He resigned his assembly seat so that he could run. Dan Cantor, executive director of the Working Families Party, says 19 votes has never felt like a bigger landslide.
It's one of the few elections that's ever been run almost as a referendum on democracy itself and on the need to have public financing of elections.
The race between Democrat Terry Gibson and Republican incumbent Stephen Saland in the Hudson Valley, District 41, also involved the counting of thousands of absentee ballots.
I can certainly relate to what Senator Kacik has been going through. It requires a lot of patience. Everyone in the Hudson Valley should be incredibly excited about our new Senator Kacik. I'm looking forward to working with her.
By comparison, the Gibson-Saland contest didn't take very long to conclude. The Albany Times Union's Jimmy Vielkind states that the Kacik lead stands at 19 votes, making it, for now, the second closest race in the modern history of the state Senate. It also means Amador, a home builder from Rotterdam, holds the record as the shortest tenured state senator in modern Senate history. Senator Kacik.
I did hear from George. He was very gracious. He wished me well and congratulated me. And I have nothing but warm wishes for him as well. It's very hard to run for office, and I appreciate how difficult it is. It's hard on your family. It's hard on you as a candidate. And having this drawn out for so long and being unsure of who the victor is has been difficult for both of us, and I really appreciated his phone call.
Charlie Albanetti, communications director with Citizens Action of New York, explains Kacik will lead the call for publicly financed fair elections in New York.
You know, it's pretty clear that the voters heard Kacik's call for public financing elections to get the big money special interest out of our elections.
Meantime, critics point out that two super PACs backing Kacik spent more than $600,000 in the final 2 weeks of the campaign. One of them, Friends of Democracy, has ties to George Soros. Bill Mahoney is a research coordinator with NYPIRG. He says the voters will be watching Kacik closely.
She will have to show that she is independent and hopefully will work on behalf of all the people in her district, not just those who gave her and the state Democratic Party's Senate campaign committee a lot of money.
Kacik promises she'll work hard for her constituents. As of Friday afternoon, there remained one ballot to be counted in Albany County and one wayward ballot in Montgomery County that was discovered this week. Neither will change the results of the race. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.